Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Tribe and the big trade from yesterday. And we bring in Cliff Corcoran from The Athletic. And we find out this from the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Great. All right. So give me your initial reaction to what the Indians did yesterday, bringing Brad Hand to Cleveland.
That's a big trade. I think this is a bigger trade than the Manny Machado deal because of, first off, there's a larger prospect going the other direction, but also because of all these years of control they have on these. It's not just Brad Hand. Adam Simber is a good pitcher as well. I mean, Brad Hand's the all-star. He's the closer, although he won't be closing in Cleveland most likely. And doesn't really matter. That designation isn't very important, particularly to the way Terry Francona runs his team. But, you know, he's the big name. But Adam Simber is a rookie sidearmer who's been very good so far. Simber, again, a rookie, so they've got him for five more years beyond this one in terms of team control. And Brad Hand has 3 years he's under contract, two guaranteed in an option year. So that's a ton of team control over two valuable pieces, one left-handed, one right-handed in your bullpen. That's not a rental. This is a big deal. And particularly with Andrew Miller and Cody Allen facing down free agency, with the way Miller has been on and off the disabled list, with Allen kind of not having the greatest year, they have some options here, and hopefully they'll get Miller back for the playoffs. They've got a very deep pen all of a sudden, or at least a fantastic top four, that they didn't have and they desperately needed. So I think this is a huge trade, could have a big impact this season, but we'll be seeing this trade continue to play out for three, four, five seasons beyond this. And Mejia going the other way to the Padres, once they call him up, they've got 6 years on him. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out.
Cliff, does it make the Indians more of a threat to the Yankees and the Red Sox and anybody else in the American League?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing they needed more than anything else, I think, was help in the bullpen. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys or your listeners how important the bullpen was in 2016. If it wasn't for the things that Andrew Miller and the other guys did in that postseason, the Indians would not have been in the World Series, would not have gotten as far as they got. So close. But the bullpen had a huge part to do with it. Now, they've got some holes in their offense, too. And they may yet need to make another move for an outfielder or an infielder. But, I mean, this was the thing that they needed to do, and they did it in one foul swoop. Reminds me to a large degree of the deal the Yankees made with the White Sox last year, where they added David Robertson and Tommy Cainley. They also, in that deal, they got Todd Frazier, but they add two relief pitchers who are still on the team, who they had years of control over, and it made a big difference. The Yankees got very deep in last year's playoffs because, in part, of the depth of the quality of the back end of their bullpen. So, yeah, I think for the Indians, it's very big, but again, it will be years before we really know how it all plays out.
Cliff Corcoran joining us from The Athletic. You mentioned outfield. We've been mentioning outfield. Everybody's been mentioning outfield with this team. Melky Cabrera joining the team tonight from AAA Columbus, where he was hitting .321. But last night, also in Columbus, was Clint Frazier, who the Indians traded to the Yankees in that Andrew Miller deal, and there's some rumblings that he's available. What do you think it would take for the Yankees to give up Clint Frazier, and is that somebody who should be on the Indians' radar?
I think it would be great for the Indians to get him back. I mean, I believe in Clint Frazier. I've been impressed by him. He hasn't had much opportunity with the Yankees, particularly after the Stanton trade, and it's kind of difficult to see going forward exactly how he would fit into their plans. So it may not take as much to get Frazier back as, you know, another team where he slots in as next year's left fielder. I don't think that's necessarily the case with the Yankees. And the Yankees may decide to go in other directions. The Yankees have a lot of depth also in their system, so I think they could get him back for a reasonable price. Now, the thing is, of course, that you just traded your top prospect. The prospects behind Mejia on the list are not having great seasons. And of course, the Yankees are a contender, so they're not really looking for prospects. They're looking to get better themselves. They need starting pitching. And the Indians don't really have starting pitching to spare. It's the strength of the team, but they're barely even five deep. So it's kind of, I don't know exactly how they'd match up, but it's an interesting guy to target. At the same time, if you're talking about this year, I don't know that Clint Frazier is going to come back up and be an impact bat this year. It's a great pickup for the long run, the kind of guy they would need. It would be great to slot him in and have him in the lineup with Lindor and Ramirez, but I don't know that he's necessarily going to be a difference maker this year.
Let's talk about the trade from the aspect of the risk factor for the front office and what you think of the Indians front office to make a move like this, especially a week away from the deadline.
Actually, I think the risk factor is all on the Padres' side. Now, the Padres don't have a lot to lose because they're a last-place team and they have no real hope of making the playoffs. But like I said, they traded away a total of 8 years of team control over a couple of relievers, and they got one guy. So they've got a hit on that one guy. And, you know, the Indians have had some – the whole thing with Mejia was, is he a catcher? The Indians, of course, really like the guys they've got up, and Gomes was a deserving all-star, although the American League catchers as a whole are very weak this year. You know, but they didn't believe in Mejia as a catcher. The Padres supposedly are going to have him as a catcher, and they have Austin Hedges there, and he's very good defensively but hasn't hit. You know, the how things shake out, I think the risk is on that side. I don't think Brad Hand and Adam Simber are necessarily risk. Brad Hand is a proven quantity, and Adam Simber has pitched well. He's not a young guy. He's a side-arming righty who can be susceptible to lefties. He's the lesser of the two pitchers, but still good. But I don't think it's necessarily a huge risk. Yes, Mejia is an excellent prospect, but he is still a prospect. He wasn't having a great season in the minor leagues this year. He had a very good June, but it was a lot of batting average and balls in play, not a lot of power or walks going on there. I don't think it's necessarily a huge risk. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be in the division series. They're going to win this division I said going into the season 10 games. They're already 7.5. It may be a lot more than 10 games. They're going to be there. So they have a chance. Anytime you're in there, you have a chance. And I think building up the bullpen is going to give them the best chance to get deep.
Cliff Corcoran joining us from The Athletic. Cliff, should the Indians be more on the lookout for an outfielder to come in and help this year? Should they be looking for a third baseman so that they can move Jose Ramirez to second base and then maybe move Kipnis back to the outfield where he was last year? Or should you just be looking for maybe an outfielder and a third baseman and put Kipnis on the bench? I don't think Kipnis on the bench is the right idea, but I'm wondering where that all falls.
I feel like at some point, I don't know if it was you guys, I was talking to somebody coming into the season about what do they do about Kipnis this year. I said, give him a chance. I feel like he's kind of blown the chance. I don't really believe in Kipnis anymore. But at the same time, I don't want to move Ramirez to second base. Jose Ramirez is having a ridiculous season. He may be having the best season by a third baseman in the history of baseball, because that's Al Rosen right now, and he's right there. I don't move that guy to second base. I know he can move there, and I know he can play it, but he is a fantastic third baseman. He's not as good at second base as he is at third, and he's having this ridiculous season at the plate. He's hot. Everything's going. I don't move him. I just leave him and let him be Jose Ramirez at third base. He's the best there is. So I say look for a second baseman or an outfielder.
Wow.
And, yeah, bump Kipnis to the bench if you have to. I'm not putting Kipnis in the outfield. He did fine in center field. I'm not worried about the defense. His bat just isn't there. So, you know, there's not a lot of great options. There's no Manny Ramirez solution. I mean, maybe you could get Scooter Gennett away from the Reds. I think he's got 1 year of team control beyond this one. That could be kind of compelling, but they'd have to give something up to get him because the Reds are kind of showing a little bit of life, and they've got those three all-star infielders, and that's kind of like the core they're starting to build around a little bit. They need pitching. Maybe they could give them, you know, a quality minor league pitcher or two or three. I'm not sure, but there's not, you know, a bunch of options. In the outfield, you're talking about guys like Adam Jones, who I think at this point is a bigger name than production. He's not having a great season. You certainly don't want him playing in center field for you. I kind of like Curtis Granderson, who I think is probably at least as good as Adam Jones right now as a pickup. Of course, you saw what he did for the Dodgers last year, completely, you know, flatlined. I think one interesting thing, just to play around and have a little bit of fun, is what if the Indians go out and get Shin-Soo Choo and Asdrubal Cabrera back.
Wow.
I mean, Shin-Soo Choo has a couple years left on a very bad contract, but you don't have to give anything up to get him if you're willing to absorb a bunch of that money. And then Cabrera's in a walk year. He's a second baseman. There's your solution.
Huh. Now you got me thinking. I wasn't thinking of either one of those names at all. I think I turned the page on them both a long time ago. With Victor Martinez.
Cabrera's having a pretty good year, and Chu was just on the All-Star team. I'm not saying it's a great idea. I just think it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
Now we'll ponder that.
All together now?
We're going to ponder that. All right, hey, listen, we appreciate your time. And, of course, we're going to read you on The Athletic, but I'm also going to read you on Twitter where I can get great insight, like knowing that I didn't know Bruce Springsteen played with Billy Joel the other day.
Yeah, just it was Billy Joel. I don't follow this necessarily, but somebody tweeted into my timeline that Billy Joel had his 100th show at MSG because he kind of basically has a residency there at Madison Square Garden in New York. And Bruce Springsteen showed up for the 100th show, and they did 10th Avenue Freeze Out and Born to Run. And I mean, those two guys are more alike than anybody's willing to admit, and they just knocked it out of the park. It was fantastic.
All right, well, thank you for putting that on your Twitter timeline, because I'm going to go watch that in the break. Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.